Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Longtime member of the Browns family, is a player and an analyst, of course. Doug D with us. D, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Doing okay. Just a little disappointed in the outcome, but They gave it a great effort.
It was a great season overall. We said that win or lose it would be, and it was. But you can't help thinking, Deke, when Mahomes goes down, that you missed a really great opportunity to move on.
Oh, yeah. When that happened, you thought, well, we're going to get right back in, and we did. And unfortunately, we just, couldn't convert when we got the interception. I thought might be the time that, we would be able to, take it down the field and finally get the lead. But it didn't work out that way.
Doug, what did you think about the call, the touchback call on Higgins? It's the right call, letter of the law, and we've seen it happen many times in other games. It stinks. I hate the rule, but there was the helmet-to-helmet there, too. What's your overall thought on that play in
general? I think they were obviously looking to see if he was, in the end zone where he fumbled it, and they didn't look at the helmet-to-helmet hit. And I don't know if the NFL will go to the college, game where you can – somebody from above will, call down for a targeting hit. But that obviously, should have been called a penalty. On the other hand, I think when Mahomes got hit, I didn't see anything that wasn't clean about that hit. And I don't know why, some of the Chiefs got upset other than the fact that it was obviously their star player. But I thought it was, a clean tackle.
It totally was clean. Good thing there was no penalty there. I agree with you. You got the NFL just can't get this right in terms of replay. Get the obvious wrong calls right. It should be that simple. I don't know why it's so complicated. We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon. Deke, Kevin Stefanski is an excellent coach. He did a great job. But I got to say, I do think he wasted that first time out with that challenge. I thought it was a bad call to challenge that. There was no chance it was getting overturned. And I hated punting in the fourth quarter there. I think he got to go for it on 4th and 8. What say you?
About the challenge, I don't know if anybody up in the booth got a clean view of it, because it was a flag that we actually saw it and we said, boy, that's not going to be overturned.
Right.
I think, there was another play that I thought he should have challenged on one of their catches that unfortunately they didn't, and they were given a catch. But I think, that's one of those, you're in the game, but you got eyes up in the booth that, you have to trust. And, they don't always, see the same thing or not. They don't get that extra view. As far as going for it on fourth, it was a long ways. But, when you see the results of what happened in the game, you said we should have.
Yeah, I would have not punted. I would have gone for it only because – at the time, you had one timeout in a 5-point game. If you don't get it, you hold him to a field goal. You still have a chance to go down and tie the game with a touchdown and 2-point conversion. That's just me. I know Chad Henne was in the – everyone keeps saying, well, Chad Henne's in the game. Okay, well, Chad Henne got 13 yards on 3rd and 14. He's obviously good enough to play in the NFL. So I was pissed off about that play, and then obviously what the defense was on that 3rd and 14.
Yeah, that Henne scramble really kind of broke our back. That was one that you just sit there. But, you go back, the Browns didn't commit a lot of penalties. Once again, they got devastated in the offensive line. They're playing a guy that's never played tackle as guard out there. And they're, still in the ball game. And I think at the beginning game, they kind of got off of Nick Chubb a little early. I mean, in the first half, I think he only had 5 carries. And, you know, then in the second half, he started to do some things. The other one, I guess I was a little confused at, was they threw a couple passes to Chubb out of the backfield that he dropped, where you kind of know Kareem Hunt is your, you know, pass-catching back. I just thought, you know, it was kind of unique that they would, you know, call those plays with that personnel.
Yeah, just in general, I think you could definitely argue that Chubb and Hunt, between them, you want them to touch the ball more. They had 19 carries and, you know, 20, only if you include even the drop passes, it was only 25 targets/carries. I would have liked to get the ball to those two guys a little more overall, Deke.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, it was interesting who the targets, you know, obviously Higgins had a big day, and Njoku had a good day, but you know, you know, all of a sudden Hooper, you know, they just target him three times, and Peoples Jones just once, and you know, he had the 23-yard catch. But you know, on the other side, I mean, I think, you know, we saw it in the offseason, teams drafting to compete with the speed of the Kansas City Chiefs, and I mean, between Tyreek Hill and Hardman, I mean, they can take the top off in a hurry, and then you got Kelce working underneath, and that guy's the best in the business.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, it felt like this was the one opportunity, Deke, where when Mahomes left the game, just because I feel like he's going to be really good for a long time. I mean, that the Chiefs are such a darn good team that this was the chance. And frankly, had the Browns won the game, I don't know they couldn't have gone to Orchard Park and beat Buffalo. Like, I think that would be a hell of a matchup.
Oh, I do, too. I think, you know, it would be. And, I just wonder, you know, with the Bills playing the Chiefs, you know, and obviously Mahomes in concussion protocol, plus he hurt his foot during the game, too. So, you know, he got dinged up pretty good.
Deke, looking ahead to the offseason a bit, Olivier Vernon, Larry Ogunjobi, Rashard Higgins, Cody Parkey, a couple other guys, free agents. Of those names, who do you think is the most important to try to keep?
I would have to say Higgins right now. You know, obviously Vernon would be one that you would want to keep, but you don't know where he's going to be with coming back from the Achilles.
True.
You know, and I think, you know, you look to the draft then, and I think, you know, in free agency, of course, you know, what's going to happen to the salary cap with not having fans in the game, and, you know, some teams are going to have to unload some talent, I think. But, you know, I think, you know, we're going to see a heavy on the defensive side of the ball this time. You know, last year we went heavy on the offensive side. So, you know, we shore up the defense. You know, we're going to be there, you know, for a few years.
How much, I mean, do you think there should be some blame on Joe Woods, certainly on like that last call, I mean, of playing such soft zone coverage on 3rd and 14 against a quarterback that has never thrown a playoff pass ever? Like, I'm bringing the kitchen sink on that guy. I don't know what they were doing there playing all that, you know, rushing 4 and dropping 7. I just thought that was kind of a mistake.
I think that speed just scares a lot of defensive coordinators. And, you know, I just, you know, and Joe Woods is not a guy that, you know, I don't think he does a lot of blitzing, and, you know, in his history compared to some of the other coaches. I thought, you know, the Chiefs, you know, when they came up and started playing press coverage, I thought, oh, I didn't think those corners were going to, you know, hold up that well, and they held up pretty good.
Deke, good stuff, man, as always. Been a great year. Great to chat with you, as always. Thanks for joining us every week. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon. Enjoy the offseason. What do you got planned? Anything exciting for the offseason? I mean, I know we're still in COVID. Who the hell knows who's going where or what's going to happen or when we're getting our...
I need my other hip replaced.
Oh, boy.
I got my daughter getting married in May, so I got to decide. I don't know if I can squeeze it in before or... I want to walk her down the aisle, not roll her down the aisle.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. Well, feel well. We hope it goes well. Congratulations on your daughter getting married.
Okay.
We'll talk
Thanks,
to you
guys.
Soon.
It's been a pleasure.
It has
Thanks,
been,
Dave.
As okay. always.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.